continuing the halachas of Hashkamas HaBoker, we're learning now that we got up to Siman Dalet, and that talks about the halachas of Netilas Yadayim in the morning. You wake up in the morning and you wash your hands Netilas Yadayim. Now, out of clarity, for the sake of clarity of these halachas, we must clarify that the Chiyuv Netilas Yadayim in the morning is for a whole bunch of different things. Okay? There's a whole bunch of different reasons mentioned, and it's very confusing to figure out what's what. The Gemara says that you wake up in the morning, you wash your hands, you make a bracha al Netilas Yadayim. That washing has nothing to do with what we know as the Ruach Ra, with what we know as this concept of a Ruach Ra. There's a concept in the Zohar. I'm sure Bar Yochai's yard site was yesterday, Gevaldik. So this is one of the places in the Shulchan Aruch itself, and in the Beis Yosef, and in all the that they're mirech on the whole idea of Ruach Ra. What's Ruach Ra? Ruach Ra is evil spirit. Now, what does the evil spirit have to do with Netilas Yadayim? The idea is that when a person goes to sleep at night, so they're toyim miktsas misa. It's 1/60th of death. Why is going to sleep 1/60th of death? Because a person basically has given up their bodily functions. They're not steiging, they're not growing anymore. So they can't think, they're not in control. So that means that what life is all about, you're giving up. So Mamela, it's a mashal of death. Sleep is a mashal of death. Some people live to sleep. But sleep is be'etzem mashal of death. So to a certain degree, the evil spirit which overtakes a dead body, it comes into a person when they're sleeping. When a person wakes up, it leaves the body, but it leaves through the body and it's left a little bit on the extremities. So it means the hands. On the hands, I don't know why, but on the hands is where, because I guess that's where the difference between life and death is more. You do stuff, I don't know why. So, therefore, to get rid of that Ruach Ra, you have to wash your hands three times. And this is a very chumadika Ruach Ra. We'll see all the halachas of this Ruach Ra. But the Mishnah Berurah says in a few places. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Dalet Sivkatan Ches. And then he says also later in Siman Sivkatan Chaf Hei that we never established, Chazal did not establish a bracha for washing your hand for Netilas Yadayim, for Ruach Ra. This thing would not mechayiv you a bracha. Because there's a lot of things, Mishnah says, that you find that there's a Ruach Ra, you wash your hands afterwards, and you don't make a bracha, for example, after you cut your nails. You're supposed to wash your hands. After you cut your hair, you're supposed to wash your hands. You don't make a bracha on that. So obviously, says Mishnah Berurah, you don't make a bracha for washing your hands after waking up in the morning at the Ruach Ra. That's not why Chazal established the bracha. Okay? That we have to get clear. However, so why did Chazal establish a bracha? This is a machlekes between the Rishonim. But basically the idea is they established it because we're getting ready to daven and do mitzvahs. So in order to get ready to daven, you have to wash your hands. That netila, they established a bracha on that netila. Okay?
That bracha goes on davening?
What?
That washing goes
in the... So that's the idea. So,
wash your hands right after you get up.
So we'll have to deal with all the details of the halacha, okay? So again, and in that washing itself, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. So we're saying that in the morning when a person gets up to wash Negel Vasser, that's for the Ruach Ra. That's for the evil spirit. That's one thing. Besides that, there's a chiv netilas yadayim for davening. What does it mean for davening? This is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says that you have to assume that somebody at night touches parts of their body which are covered or sweaty or whatever, and his hands are now not clean to say brachas anymore, and therefore he's got to wash his hands before he davens. And on that washing, they established a bracha. In fact, yeah, whatever it would be. In fact, okay, so we are going to kill two birds with one stone, but I'm just saying, is we'll see cases that you only ended up killing one of the birds. And the question is, which bird did you kill to find out which bracha, do you make a bracha or not, okay? So, according to the Rosh, So according to the Rosh, the we're in Siman Dalet. We're giving a little Hagdama. So according to the Rosh, the Chiv Netila in the morning that the Chazal were masakin the bracha is in order to get your hands clean for davening, because assumingly at night the assumption is you probably touch some parts of the body and therefore you have to wash your hands to make yourself ready for davening. The Rashba says a little different reason. The Rashba says that the reason is because when a person wakes up in the morning, they're a Briya Chadasha, they're like created from new, and now they're ready to do Avodas Hashem, so they're like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash washed his hands before doing Avodas Hashem, according to the Rashba also, you would wash your hands in order to get yourself ready for Avodas Hashem.
So why do you need to be like a new creature?
Yeah, so we'll have to see about if you're up all night, a whole bunch of nafkaminas. For example, let's say you went to sleep with gloves. So according to the Rosh, your hands are clean. According to the Rosh, you have to wash your hands. Let's say, okay, there's a lot of different halachas.
If you wear gloves, even if you touch a part of your body, you would get them dirty. So why wouldn't you wear
gloves? No, because the gloves protect your hands.
Yes.
Okay, but what I want to get to, before we get to that even, is that besides the Rashba and the Rosh's reason, there's also the reason of Ruach Ra, which we just explained, of the Zohar. We were mocked in explaining the Zohar. Okay? Now, like I said before, the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim is not for the netila that you do at Ruach Ra. It's for the netila that you do to get ready for davening. Okay? So for example, let's say you didn't wash your hands until after davening. You forgot. You davened, you didn't wash your hands until after davening. You didn't do Netilas Yadayim. So you have to wash your hands now because you still have Ruach Ra on your hands. But you wouldn't make a bracha anymore because now all you're doing the Netilah for is for the Ruach Ra. You're not doing it anymore for the Rashba or the Rosh. And therefore you don't make a bracha. Because you don't make a bracha when you're only washing for Ruach Ra. Okay? Okay. Now,
the why do you need to be in a Briya Chadasha to have to wash your hands?
Because no, the idea is that you're getting ready today to for the Avodas Hashem. It's a dumya. It's a similar to the kohen. This is when we established it. Chazal established it every day.
Why do you have to be a Briya Chadasha for that?
Because every day they establish it as a new thing. Otherwise, I'm doing Avodas Hashem all day long. I'm always doing Avodas Hashem. It's not exactly the same thing. You're just saying a mashal, an idea. That now Hashem woke me up in the morning. Now what am I doing? I'm starting off my day as Avodas Hashem. No, because still, you're not doing it to daven. The whole idea of the bracha. No, but we paskin. Now there's another nafkamina between the Rashba and the Rosh. What would be if your hands are dirty before mincha? According to the Rosh, there's no difference between mincha and shacharis, theoretically. But according to the Rashba, it doesn't apply to mincha. And we paskin that you don't make a bracha when you wash your hands for mincha, only shacharis. So that means that now you lost your chance to make the bracha for the day. Because you don't have the Rashba anymore. We don't paskin that you can use the Rosh's reason by itself for mincha. And for Ruach Ra, you don't make a bracha by itself. So therefore, after Davin, you don't make a bracha anymore.
So
after Shacharis.
Anytime before Shacharis, you can make a bracha.
Anytime before Shacharis. The exact time when you make the bracha, we'll talk about. I'm not going to get to yet. Okay? But this is the general structure of it. Okay? So now, we'll.
Aren't you supposed to wash your hands again?
We'll see everything, yeah. Well, what was that? But they weren't masakin. Chazal weren't masakin a bracha for that, because the simple reason is because for mincha lav dafka your hands are dirty. So even if your hands happen to be dirty and you have to wash, Chazal didn't establish a bracha for that. It's not a davar kavua. But for shacharis, it's always the Rosh thing. The assumption is that it's dirty. Chazal established a bracha for that.
So
for that netilah.
If you make a bracha first thing in the morning to decide to make netilas live in the house, before you go to shul, right? And you don't make it in shul.
Okay, so
right?
so we could talk about this now. I mean, I was, but everyone seems to be asking this. We'll address the question, but then we'll go back to it in more detail. But the question basically is, so when do you make the bracha? You get up in the morning, you wash negavasar. Now, at that point, you addressed the Rashba, and you addressed the Ruach Ra, but you didn't address the Rosh yet, because you're not ready to daven. You still have to go to the bathroom. right? Maybe you have a Seder that's an hour long and you're gonna have to go to the bathroom again before davening. So you didn't address the rush yet, okay? So now, do you make the bracha at that point? Then you go to the bathroom, then you wash your hands again. Okay, so now that washing, now theoretically, if you're going to go straight to daven, so now you have all three. You have the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Rochara. But let's say I'm not going to daven right away yet. I'm still going to have a coffee, I'm going to have a Seder, this, that, and the other. So now when do you make the bracha?
If you're going to learn, don't you have to make brachas? Brachas and Torah is not part of davening.
Okay, so but still. But I'm not getting ready for the Shemoneh Esrei, for Tadavin. So now what do I do? If you're going to wash, so you're going to have your Seder Limud, and then you're going to go to the bathroom again, wash your hands, and then daven. So now you have the opposite. You're only washing now off the Rosh. Off the Rosh, but you washed already. So it's a big hefsek. So how could you make a bracha now? So this is the Mishnah Berurah.
How big is it has to between
an hour?
Well, let's say it's like 15 minutes.
Okay, so after this is the issue with the bracha, which I want to talk about if we get to this week, if not next week. This is the question with the bracha. At what point do you make the bracha? Because you're always addressing a different din of the netila. But what I want to go back to first, before that, is like this. It's clear from the Mishnah Berurah many places. The Mishnah Berurah does address, the Shulchan Aruch does address the Ruach Ra issue. So even though the Netil that we make in the morning, the bracha that we make is for the Netil of the Rosh or the Rajma, but in the Shulchan Aruch, like Doctor said, we are trying to kill two birds with one stone. So we are trying to address the Netilah of the Ruach Ra. Where do I see that? Number one, I see that from Sif Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Yedaktik la'aroi salein ma'im sholosh pa'amim la'avir ruach ra. Says you have to wash your hands three times. Now, according to the Rashba, in the Kohen Gadol, in the Kiyar, didn't use three times. According to the Rosh, you wash once, you're fine. Why do you have to do three times? That's for the ra. That's for the Zoyar, the Ruach Ra. So he, in middle of these halachas, he's throwing in, do it three times. Why? Because he's trying to kill two birds with one stone. He's trying to say, this Netilah, you should address the Ruach Ra as well. Furthermore, he says that before the Netilah, in Sif Dalet, Gimel, he says you shouldn't touch the openings of your body. Eyes, ears, nose, etc. Because the Ruach Ra will get into your body and it will close up those holes. It's not good. So again, the Ruach Ra is being addressed. You have to be careful with the Ruach Ra not to touch those areas until after you wash.
Why doesn't the Rashba say you have to wash your feet too? Didn't they vote that they didn't have to wash their feet also?
So actually it is brought down, the Mishnah Berurah over here does bring down in the end of Sukkot and Beis that a person should wash their feet, the Kavod Hashem. But he says nowadays we wear shoes and socks, so our feet are not that dirty. So whatever. Now, okay, so clearly, the Ruach Ra is being addressed as well. Now, by the way, why do we do back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? Just do three times, like we do by washing our hands for bread. We do one, two, one, two. Why over here, if you have to do three to get rid of the Ruach Ra, okay, fine, so do one, two, three, one, two, three.
Why do a few different tiers at once?
Fine, but do all of them. One, two, three, one, two, three. Why do you have to go one, 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 one? So the reason for that is, what? So it's a minute. What?
It's not the Ruach Ra being on one hand.
Yeah, because the idea is that really, you shouldn't be washing your hand to get rid of the Ruach Ra from a hand that has Ruach Ra, theoretically. But now that's impossible. So therefore, now I take this hand, that's Ruach Ra, and I wash it. But now the pshat is I don't want to continue doing that until I can get rid of it a little bit. So I wash this one now. But now they're equal. So go back. So in other words, you don't want to make one two levels removed from the other, and you try to keep them as equal so that they're washing each other while they're on a similar level. That's why you go back and forth. As opposed to the tzias dying for bread, the idea just is to get the hand clean. It doesn't make a difference which one is washing which, and therefore you do it that way. Now there is a whole big schmooze that for Ruach Ra it could be supposed to wash the left hand first, and for bread he's supposed to wash the right hand first. For bread we wash the right hand, we wash the right hand first. What? I think we end up washing let me just see how he says it.
Why don't you, for Ruach Ra, just use the water coming out of the top? If we're trying to get rid of the rachua.
No, what?
Why not just, for the beginning, just get the water on your hands?
So the question is, you're asking, do you need a cup? So as a matter of fact, let's think about it. What does netilas yadayim mean? Netila does not mean to clean. Netila means to take. It should be rechitzas yadayim. So the whole brach of netilas yadayim is on the netila of the kli. So where do you get that from? Because in the for suda, the halacha is you need a kli. For the netilas yadayim for suuda, you need a kli. For the netilas yadayim of the rosh or the rajba, the mechaber says it's good to have a kli. Okay, he says at the end of Sif Aleph, he says he talks about the water and etc. And then he says in Sif Zayin, toiv lahakpid ben netilas yadayim shachris v'chol advar ma'akpid ben netilas yadayim lasuda. Okay, so he says it's a good thing to do.
I should think about it. If you're trying to get rid of,
that's what I was saying.
You should just put it right under the faucet
and let that go.
Neither hand contaminates the other.
Okay, so that's a good question. One second, let me see something. I want to address your question in a second. Okay, so I want to get to that point. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Beis says, halacha, that if you don't have a kli, you only have one, let's say you have a bowl or something, you can't use it to wash, so you could stick your hands in, and if you stick your hands in, it works for the Rashba and for the Rosh, because you cleansed your hands, but it did not work for the Ruach Ra. Okay, so why? Because you need to get rid of it through three netilas, and you can't stick it in three times, because if you stick it in three times, then the water became tummy already, so it won't help. Based on that logic, though, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it doesn't sound like you need a kli for the ruach ra either. It's just the problem with the water. So he says if you have three different bowls, it could be you could stick your hand in three times to three different bowls and that would work. So he says, let's say you're outside in the snow, so you could punch your hands in three spots in the snow, and therefore, and that would be good enough for the ruach ra as well. And he also says, even further, is a river. Since it's not the same water, you could stick your hands in the river and it would work. Now, I don't know if he means stick it in once and you have three times the water passing by, or does he mean stick it in three times? That I'm not sure. What? That's what you're saying. So you're saying fakir. It's more like, why is it more like chatzil? Because the Shulchan Aruch in Simin, in Siv Ches and Tes, goes to a great length to try to figure out what do you do with this water? Because it's ruach raw water. It's water that's full of this evil spirit and stuff, and you don't want it around. So you shouldn't wash in your bedroom, you're going to step on it. You don't want this water around. You don't want your animals drinking this stuff. So you don't want this water around. So he says you should find absorbent ground and pour it over the absorbent ground and get rid of the water and all this stuff. So in a way, you're saying if you just put your hands under the faucet, so you got rid of that problem as well. Right, but still, Lemaisa, you should... Lemaisa, it says here that you're supposed to try to be makpid to do all the halachas that it says by Netilas Yadayim for Suda, you should do it for the morning as well. So lechatchila, you should definitely do that. But if you don't, if not, it sounds like you could still make a bracha. Okay? So if a person does not have a kli, they definitely could do that. They could run the water and put their hands in three times, and they'll be able to see all the shittas, and they could even make the bracha of al netilas yadayim.
You should still do right.
No, in that case you don't have to. Because the whole point is which one is serving the other. So if you just have the, you could put your right hand in three times, and that would be okay.
You gotta wash the faucet, because otherwise you're gonna touch the faucet and turn off the water, and it's still on the faucet.
Well, that okay, that's true. Now, when you do this, there is a question, what bracha do you make? But we paskin that you make it al netilas yadayim still. Okay? Now, where does this come up? Where is this negea? So this is very nagia. I just saw a very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternbach. Okay? Now, the idea of the tshuva is as follows. We just said that while your hands have the ruach ra, you got to be careful not to touch your open areas in the head. What about your clothing? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be makel that you're allowed to touch clothes. Okay, but there's all sorts of other what? All sorts of all sorts of other halachas about it. One halacha is that you're not supposed to walk more than four amos, dalet amos, without washing your hands. Mishnah Berurah does bring down that in one house it's considered kedalet amos. So if you go inside your house to the sink, it's still considered dalet amos. That's one shita. Now, whatever this means, whatever the following thing I'm about to say means, which I don't know what it means, I'm not that I really understand what any of this means, but the Masorah, there is a certain Masorah, the Shlomo Zalman said, there's a Masorah in Klal Yisrael, that the Vilna Goyin said, that once the Ger Tzedek, there was a Ger Tzedek in Vilna, the famous Ger Tzedek in Vilna, that he was burned by the stake, at the stake, whatever the expression is, and what?
As long as it's not Bezel.
So he for converting and all that. So it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and he had a tremendous chashuv and neshama and everything like that. So the Vilna Goyin said is that at the time of the death of the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, a ruach kedusha came to the world, and it was misalik the ruach ra that's associated with the tuma of the hands, and therefore you don't have to. Therefore, it's much weaker than it was in the time of Chazal, and this halacha of walking Dalet Amos no longer applies. I'm just going to leave it at that. So therefore, you're allowed to walk four Amos before washing your hands, according to this.
But like for a kibbutz or something, that's different.
No, correct. Just for this inyan of Ruach Ra. So somehow the Kedusha of the Neshama, the Ger Tzedek, was mechaper on this inyan. In one house. B'dyevet. This thing, l'chatchila, you wouldn't have to worry about it necessarily. So you could be more makel. That's why a lot of people are more makel on it. Not because they're relying on the Mishnah Berurah, because they're relying with this thing. That's the point. So the,
This is what? Can weaken the prohibition and shrimp or something?
I'm not sure exactly what this means, all this stuff, but... Now, there's a very big inyan about what's with the food if a person touches food before they wash their hands. So the Mishnah Berurah says that b'dyevet you're allowed to eat the food, but Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're supposed to wash the food three times to get rid of the ruach ra that went on the food. That's what Mishnah Berurah says.
Can you wipe it with a clean
sample? He says wash it. However, to get ruach ra off. So he says you gotta wash it three times. And even peeling it maybe doesn't help, whatever, I don't know, but fine. So the Shaila becomes, based on this, a few things. Number one, at what age is a person supposed to be mechanech children in washing their hands? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, that it's from the age of chinuch. For like every other mitzvah, from the age of chinuch. But a lot of people say, no, the chinuch is when you're dealing with chinuch. But here, besides the chinuch, there's the ruach ra issue. So, as far as the Rashman, the Rosh is concerned, yeah, you're right. You won't have to mechanech him yet till chinuch. But as far as ruach ra, you don't want this kid walking around with ruach ra in his hand. So, Shulchan Aruch Rav holds, there's no ruach ra until he's geared l'chinuch. Because ruach ra is only as much as his kedusha. So, if there's no chinuch yet, he doesn't have the kedusha to bring on the ruach ra, and therefore there's no problem. But others say, no, right away there's ruach ra. Therefore, a child that's old enough to start touching food, he should already be washing his hands. And it's moisef kedusha from a very young age already. So, now based on that.
So why do we wash babies nonetheless?
Based on this whole thing. So therefore, to be moisef kedusha, you could do it already from a very young age. But, you know, as once they're touching food, for sure, you just should be washing their hands.
That's
now,
saying that they're rabbis, we always make sure all their children, when they were born,
wash
their hands washed before they ate.
Yeah, yeah. Just because it's not an inyan of chinuch, it's an inyan of kedusha or something. So, whatever other people will eat. So now the thing is,
going back to the borders that allow that in terms of having gloves, how does that affect the rock?
No, probably you still have a rock cross. Yeah. So now the issue is like this: what about someone who's not from Rabbi England, listen to this thing. What about someone who's not from, who didn't wash Negavasa? So do they make a problem on the food that you touch? Because now the Ruach Ra, they're Jewish. A Goy doesn't have Ruach Ra, but a non-from Yid has Ruach Ra.
So, my wife is at work. She worked in a big title company, and a non-religious co-worker stuck her hand into my wife's box of cornflakes. And I called the Rav, and he said that she probably washed her hand before she came to the
so
office.
So here's the thing. So why is that the issue? If that's the issue, then you have a much bigger issue than that. You have a much bigger issue than that. So the Ramosha Sternbach brings down. Now this is how far it goes. The Ramosha Sternbach brings down from Ramoto Pragomansky. Ramoto Pragomansky was one of the Gedolim in the Warsaw. I think the Warsaw ghetto. Warsaw ghetto. And he was one of the big Gedolim over there. And in those days, and then he moved to France, and he became he was makor with the Telzers. He became a huge, huge gadol. Anyway. So he was from the Litvish Gedolim, that like if you're in on this thing, he was like one of the Gedolim, and anyone else outside the inner circle, like, never heard of him. So anyway, he there was no food. There was no food anywhere. So he told people, I don't know if he told people, he paskened himself, this is what Sternbach brings down, that he would rather eat food, pas akum, from the non-Jewish baker than to get from the Jewish baker who had Jewish workers who didn't wash their hands negavasa. Because he said, chamira sakanta meisura, and the sakana of the ruach ra on the food is worse than the pas akum.
How do you know that
that's what he brings down over there.
How do you know the non-Jewish bakery that they wash their hands?
They didn't, but the goyim don't have ruach ra.
Oh, that's right.
That's what he's saying. So as opposed to a Jewish, so the cornflakes leads to your issues. I mean, every caterer, every anything, if they have workers who are Jewish, we're not from. So it's according to this, so it's a big problem. So
he's passing.
Oh, so
everywhere.
The only thing
if
is if you go.
We should be eating from an non-kosher baker.
So, no.
It's no problem. So,
they must have washed their hands.
Right.
The guy doesn't take a count.
Right, it'll be trafe, but it won't be tevel.
They must have at least washed their hands.
So, and then on top of that, he brings another maisa, another maisa Sternbach, that he said he was one time by the Brisker Rav. He was by the Brisker Rav, and Rav Amram Bloy was from the big Kanoim in Yerushalayim. He was, to say the least, right? So he came in, Rav Amram Bloy came into the Brisker Rav and said that there's a certain school that's like more, that's not so with his, you know, hashkafa, or whatever, that they weren't teaching the right proper hashkafas, we got to close down the school. So the Brisker Rav said, do the kids in that school, are they taught to wash negavasa? So he said, yeah, negavasa they do. So he said, it's kedai, we should fight to keep the school open so that the children will at least continue to wash negavasa. Because that will stare the whole, because that way, loy levoy, these people are not going to make any problems with their ruach ra. Now, Ramosha Sternbach has
Rav Shach said on himself that the reason why he didn't vaccinate is to become a gadol. Because during the First World War, he stayed in the Spanish in Slutsk, and he didn't have water to wash negavasa, so he had to rub his hands on the bench, and so he wasn't able to wash. That's why he didn't vaccinate.
Now, by the way, the ruach ra has nothing to do with making brachas and davening. Mishnah Berurah says, if let's say you wake up in the middle of the night, and you don't have water to wash negavasa, so you could rub your hands and make sure they're clean, and even though you didn't get rid of the ruach ra, you could learn. And he says a few places like that. So the learning and saying bracha, don't do a rach ra. Rach ra is a separate inyan. Don't do a davening and learning. Nothing to do with that. Okay. Now,
you put on gloves so you don't touch anything.
Right, but you still have rach ra, but you can still daven. That's what we were saying before. So now,
rach ra comes after what time?
Okay, so this is a big question. Is rach ra after any time you sleep, even during the day? Is it after the night, even if you're awake? And when does the rach ra come and go, exactly? There's a halach over here, in halach tezvav, Shulchan Aruch says, Yashein bayoyim, someone who sleeps during the day, yes lehistapik in tzarch la'aris maimalim shalosh pa'amim. It's a shiloh where you have to wash three times. So he obviously is referring to the rach ra, and he says in the Mishnah Berurah, it's a suffix, ilay l'garim l'rach toma oishena garim. So therefore, he says, as long as you slept sheet in nishmin, which is 60 breaths, which is a big machloikas in the poiskim, how long that is, okay? But maybe even less. Some say it's 10 minutes, sometimes a half hour. So there's a certain shear that you sleep that is a machloikas, that the ruach comes, even during the day. Now there's a maisa with the Vilna Gaon. I don't know what to take of this maisa. But there's a maisa with the Vilna Gaon from the maisa Rav. From the maisa Rav. No, not at night. From the maisa Rav, that he was by his table Purim, and people brought him Shalach Manas. And all of a sudden, somebody at the table fell asleep, and their hands touched some of the food, and the Vilna Gaon said, you gotta throw out the food. So the Vilna Gaon obviously held that even if you sleep a little bit during the day, it's a problem. And he was very makpid on the food. He said to throw out the food. Okay? So, Moshe Sternbach has one hetter. This is based on what you said before. So nowadays, most people wash their hands under a sink in the morning. They get up in the morning, they wash their hands, right? Or if a person's working in a restaurant, they wash their hands under the sink. So he says that would lemaisa take care of the ruach ra. Now that would depend. You have to put your hands in back and forth three times, but for sure in svara, I don't know why you would have to, because since there's water coming, it's new water every time. So lechara, that should be like the river case that the Shulchan Aruch said takes care of the ruach ra. So therefore, washing your hands under a stream of water should take care of the ruach ra, like you said, and therefore this whole thing with the bakeries and all this stuff would be eliminated, because most people wash their hands before. So therefore you wouldn't have this issue necessarily with the food and all that, okay?
Some people put both hands under the sink at the same time.
That's fine. Then
let's say your right hand's on top, your left hand never gets wet.
Then we'll get wet. Now, so therefore, as far as the age of when to start, Avada, the earlier you start, the more Kedusha there is, but and the Shulchan Aruch or Rav, you have what to rely on, that it's from the age of Chinuch, but really, at least from the age of the touching food, is the right age to start. If someone touched food b'dieved, Mishnah Berurah suggests that you should wash the food three times, but b'dieved you don't have to throw out the food, and especially nowadays, when people wash their hands, there's what to rely on. Now, regarding a goat, so that's what I'm saying. The Lashon Mishnah Berurah is putting your hands under the river is good, because the water... No, he said that in the snow. In the river, I don't know. I, it's not clear to me in the river. Because mice, you have new water every time.
Not in a swamp.
So then you have to do a different spot. What? Yeah, if it's a flowing water, it's new water every time. So, okay. Okay, however, if someone has a non-from worker in their own house, it could be that lechatchila would be to tell them to wash their hands. You know? Now, let me just see something if he talks about this. Okay, now, let me just see one more thing. Um, Fine. So this is the main halachas of the washing of the ruach ra. And besides all the washing halachas of the ruach ra, there's the halacha of washing for davening. Okay, what time is it? Should we get into that? What?
9:08.
Uh huh. Okay, so what we have to start getting into is the details of this other washing, the washing that you have to do for davening, which we said is like the rash when the rush. So I want to talk about. We'll talk about it next week about. I went to make the bracha exactly, and especially when the Negeach Shavuos, if you're up all night, so which washing do you have, which washing don't you have, the Ruach Ra, all that. So we'll talk about that next week, okay? Okay, Shkoyach.
The Shavuot at the end of that, long sinner where it talks about what you need to wash your hands for. It says that it's like a Ruach Shtos on a person, it's not that person.
What?
It says like a Ruach Shtos on a person will be like the Carl of the Bar of Aaron.
How do you stop this thing? It's locked, I think.
Oh, it's your phone.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting.